So what has got me thinking today, well, actually not today, it was since that the news broke about the celebrity Liam having an issue with, I think it was kind of mental health, addiction, just not been in a very good place, and the fact that his life has ended. So I don't know whether it's he fell off a balcony or whatever's happened, but what made me really think quite deeply over the last kind of few days is, why do people only have a hue and cry and really kick off and be sad and collectively sad after something happens? Why are we in a kind of lifestyle or a community of people that are more after the event rather than trying to help people during or at a crisis? Like, people always like get sad after things, and like these things are awful. I don't always sound like I'm like lacking in compassion or empathy. It's horrendous what's happened to that young guy. He is a dad. It's awful. Everyone that's left behind now, like, are going to be absolutely devastated. And people are devastated. Like, they are. But we need to get better at reading the signs, because the signs are there. His eyes and all the footage that you see him in the last couple of years, his eyes are so sad and sunken in, and just, they tell a story. And I see so many times I see people, like, you can see that they're sad. You can see that they're suffering from anxiety and depression. We can't keep on being blind to this, and we have to say, look, I know you're telling me you're okay, but you're honestly looking so sad. Can I help at all? We need to get better and start actually just saying, look, I know you're telling me you're okay, but you don't look okay, and I don't want anything to happen to you. You're so loved. Can we help you with your addiction? Can we help you with having a wee chat about what's going on? It's absolutely pointless and useless for us all to be reactive after an event. It's not going to make any difference. The only difference we're ever going to be able to make to people is if we call it out. Look, you are not looking good. You're not sounding yourself. I know you're telling me you're okay, but I can see that you're either struggling with your mental health, your low mood. Are you back maybe using your pills and your drugs? Like, just call it out. Why are we so... I call us a sit-back society now. That's what I say all the time. We are a sit-back society. We know things are going on. We know people are struggling. We know people have got mental health issues, addiction, trauma. But we sit back. We don't do anything. Until something happens, then everyone's like, oh, do you know, that's really sad. Do you know what's really, really sad? Is that we know a lot of the time that this is happening and we could intervene, but we're not. And listen, I'm not speaking about myself being an angel in any of this by any shape, means, shape or form, because I've been caught a couple of times. Well, everyone knows that my friend unfortunately died of suicide. So, like, I am not saying that I am the best person at this, but what I will say is, because I've had experience of this, I just think there needs to be a massive shift. It's, can it all be down to primary care, urgent care, mental health services, addiction services? These people are not seeing our loved ones and people all the time. They're not seeing them. Do you know what I mean? We are seeing them all the time. We are having day-to-day interactions with people. If we know somebody is sad and we know somebody is struggling, we need to be hot off the press. It's that bystander's apathy, like everyone's just not doing anything. And then what happens is people lose their life. Kids grow up without a parent. Mums and dads lose their children before they are any close to, like, even close to losing their life. It's just, it's actually a crisis, and it's a crisis that's got worse since COVID, because actually people are not getting involved now. People are not stepping up. We need to step up. These are people's lives. It could happen to anyone. Mental health can happen to anyone. All shapes of life, all ethnicities, all gender, all class, anybody. Sports people, non-sports people, everyone. So I just think we need to stop with a sit-back society. That's my rant. I just think it's made me so sad that yet another life is gone.